right, guys, welcome to The Rant today. I got a special guest with me here, Justin. What's up, man?
Thank you for having me.
So we're going to switch it up a little bit. I know it's usually a lot of mortgage talk, but we're going to talk about some real estate on the other side, you know, buyers and sellers, shopping and stuff like that. But before we start, Justin, just tell them a little bit about yourself.
My name is Justin Chang. I work with the Conexus Group under RE/MAX Hallmark. I've been in the business about October will be my 10-year mark. And yeah, it's been a great ride.
Yeah, it's been kind of good. We've worked together with a couple of people, right?
That's right, yeah.
Actually, one of a teammate of mine we work with, and I tried to get him to come do the rant with us, but you know, he said he didn't have a haircut.
Yeah, it was actually my good friend Jerome from high school. Actually, I met Jason through Jerome when we got his place in Liberty Village. Jason helped him with the mortgage, and ever since that, we've been working together.
Yeah. Actually, so we went to the same high school together.
Exactly.
I just don't know you. So.
He's a little bit older than me. It's okay. We're from Scarborough, yeah. Lieberman. Yeah.
All right. So what I kind of really wanted to talk about is, you know, I think the main thing, you know, we have a lot of people in our age group just enter into the market.
That's right.
So I kind of want to focus on our first home buyers right now.
Yeah.
And tell me what you've been seeing and what's kind of going on in the state of your market and what you guys been working with.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of first time home buyers, I work with a bunch of them, and honestly, like it's getting hard in the city now to buy anything for like under $500,000, right?
Yeah.
So if the budget's around the $500,000, it's a very competitive price market. So we're finding ourselves like getting into multiple offers a lot, you know, and they're getting outbid just slightly. Like if you have to go up to like $525,
yeah,
and you're only approved for $500, then you're kind of
shot out of luck, yeah,
right? So that's the only thing. But I mean, you kind of have to go, if you're willing to sacrifice location a little bit, you can go a little bit out of the city.
Yeah.
Like Park Lawn area, it's very good in terms of affordability versus downtown Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, if you go a little bit east, like towards the Scarborough, then you can get something under that range, right? But
yeah,
in the city, it's tough now. Even with $500,000, you can't really get much.
It seems that, because you know what I'm finding? The rental market is getting tough.
Yeah,
so when you find the rental market getting tough, that means people are not able to buy, so they got to rent, right?
That's right.
So one thing I've been floating around with a couple of my, like people are coming in for pre-approvals and they tell me, oh, they want to live downtown core. You know, what about people maybe buying a place that they could use as an income property and maybe renting where they want to live? Just because, you know, how prices are elevated, like it might price some people out. Have you ever talked about clients maybe?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of my clients like to do that. Like, you know, they may not have enough money to afford a place where they want to live,
mm-hmm,
but, you know, they have enough money to buy something, right?
Yeah.
So just to get into the market, I would always recommend like go out of the city, get an investment property, and then just pay your $2,500 to rent and live in downtown or wherever you want to be, right? So as long as I always recommend, if you have the money for real estate investment, just do it. If you're not going to live in there, at least invest in it, right? Ride the wave of the Toronto market. That's what I always say.
Yeah, because there's, you know what? Like real estate is not, I think that because everyone talks about home ownership,
that's right,
they don't look at the other aspects of real estate. And like,
that's right,
you don't have to basically own the home that you live in to be involved in real estate.
Exactly, to make the money. Exactly.
In some cases, to be honest with you, it's better for someone to purchase a rental property and have that income coming in, because over the long run, I think that's what a lot of people want. Because I think people buy real estate for that fear of missing out.
For sure.
But then the other thing is people buy real estate to live in because they're like, I don't want to pay somebody else's mortgage. That whole myth, sometimes we have to like debunk, because
exactly,
to be honest with you, there's great things about owning a home and paying off your mortgage. And, you know, I think over the last 8 years, probably in our whole careers, we've only seen the market kind of go up.
That's
so
right.
Unfortunately, people, I feel like in our generation, they have no idea
anything
else.
We haven't seen a downturn, right? Mm-hmm. So exactly it. Like I've been in the business 10 years and it's only been going up. Like when I first started real estate, people were looking at downtown Toronto prices and they're like, no way it's going to get to $1,000 a square foot.
And
look where it is right now. It's like the average. It's
yeah.
Like, if you're, people are like, oh, it's only $1,200 a square foot now. So I think now people are starting to understand how serious the Toronto real estate market is getting, right? So a lot of people have to understand too is about building equity, right?
Correct.
That's how you kind of get to where you want to be at the end of the day. That's how you reach your goals. You have to build your equity, and then your future home. That's how you're gonna get it, right? It's a stepping stone. So yeah, I'm always for investing in property. If it's not the one you're living in, then use it as a rental property.
And what about, like, you know, me and you've talked about it because I bought a place in construction. And like, yeah, you talked about when I got Nobu.
That's right.
So as far as what's your thoughts about the new construction? Like, because there's so many projects going on King Street across the city. Like, even Ravi was talking about, telling me about the Galleria Mall. Actually, I'm talking about someone we haven't introduced. Ravi, he works with. So, and he should be here, but we'll do it. We'll catch Ravi again.
He's a busy man. He's a busy man, though.
So, but yeah, there's a lot. What are you thinking about the new project coming up and what's the future for the city?
I mean, there's a lot of pre-construction projects that are coming up still. Mm-hmm. I mean, the prices are still, they're up there. They're definitely over 1,000 a square foot, especially in the prime locations. Mm-hmm. But I'm always for, right now we're still affordable if you compare it to other major cities, yes, in the world. Like, for example, Vancouver is still crazy. London, Hong Kong, New York City, all those were still considered affordable if you're comparing it to other major cities, right? So there's a lot of projects coming, and if you're a firm believer in the Toronto market, I think there's still great buys out there. Like, for example, we bought the Maverick.
Yes.
That's at King and Blue Jays Way. We purchased it for just under $1,100 a square foot. Mm-hmm. And already we've made about $85,000 on it.
Wow.
Like, that's what a similar unit is selling in the same project right now, right? So we thought it was expensive at the time we were buying it, but, you know, we still believed that it was, yes, going up, and look what happened, you know? So I think if you're a believer in the Toronto market, then, you know, pre-construction is still the way to go.
There's a couple of projects I'm excited to see, though, especially, I can't wait to see The Well. I want to see what happens with that. And I want to see, what's that one with the balconies that
they're Big building? On King. Big on King.
Big on King, yeah. That's, I kind of want to see what happens with that, because I feel like that's, you know, when they're doing the advertisement, they're like, they're bringing Yorkville down to King Street. So I'm kind of, if that's what's happening, like, because if you think about New York, like, New York has like Fifth Ave, and then they have like Times Square type of,
that's
area,
right. That's right?
So it seems like we're going to have Yorkville, and now we're going to have King Street, which is going to be a next luxe area. So then you're right. People are moving Liberty Village, Park Lawn. And then you know what I like too? The East.
The East is great.
Like East, like where they're going to do the new...
The Aquilina?
Yes.
Yes.
Like that area,
like
too.
Parliament,
tell me a little bit
Queens
about that.
Key.
Yeah.
So that's... I believe Tridel's doing that project and they partnered up with a commercial company called Haynes.
Yeah.
They're an American company. So I believe they have like 17 acres out there on the East End waterfront that they're trying to make a community, almost, yes, like Yorkville on the water on the east side. But it's a great project, you know, and location wise, you can't really get much better. You're right at the artery of where the DVP and the Gartner pretty much intersect, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm a big fan of the East End, personally. Mm-hmm. I live on the East End. Maybe that's why I'm a little bit biased. but before I even lived on the East End, that's where my heart was set on, because I see the potential, right? Mm-hmm. So also they have a huge mall coming up on the East End, like, yes, on Eastern. So they say it's going to be like the size of Yorkdale.
Yes.
So that will definitely be good for property value as well.
What do you think of, any thoughts of Sidewalk Labs? You think that will actually happen? You ever hear that Google thing that they want to do with that tech area?
That's going to be around that area. Yeah. So that's why I'm a firm believer too. Like, they're going to bring a whole bunch of tech companies in there, and like, that's what we're hoping for.
Yeah, we're hoping for that. Yeah.
So I think if any big corporations are coming in, that's always a good sign.
Exactly. Okay, cool. I like that. So I think what I'm hearing is that, like, obviously there's a lot of pressures for first home buyers, but there's, yeah, still a lot of opportunities, you know?
A lot, yeah.
And I think what people just have to do is just sit down and like talk with myself and talk with you.
That's right.
I always encourage people to go shopping, because, right, you know, people always find something like, oh, I want to buy it right away, but then they need to look, because,
exactly,
there's so many properties around. I think what you're telling me is that, and I'm seeing it, the bidding wars might be coming back. So yeah, I think it's very important that people sit down with mortgage agents, especially the ones that are at Vine Group, to before they sit down and talk with you. Because like you say, that extra $25,000 could make or break,
exactly,
what you're going to do. So we got to be very specific with our clients, because, to be honest with you, as a mortgage agent, no conditions always scares me.
Always scares me.
Like, I'm always like, sure, let's, you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm always on the antsy. But, you know, I think if we're prepared with the clients, and then
that's
me,
right,
and you have a conversation, it makes it a lot easier so we can help these individuals.
Well, that's why I think it's so important to like have a good relationship with mortgage agents like yourself, because it just makes the transactions that much easier, right? Because if everybody's on the same page and that's how the deals run smoothly, right? But yeah, like the multiple offer situation is, it is still happening. Downtown Toronto condos for sure. Like you still see multiple offers like 8 out of 10 times, right?
So it's coming back.
Even in Leslieville, Riverdale, that whole east side, you still see the houses going into multiple offers. So the market is jumping back from 2018. It kind of slowed down from 2017.
Yes.
But now it's on the come up again, right? So,
and I think a lot that has to do with the rates. We're finding the rates are dropping. We were talking about. And I think something's going to come into play in September when that new first home buyer program that the government has introduced. That's I have a feeling your prices under 600 might jump a little bit. So if the multiple offers are happening in August, you know, we got a couple weeks.
We got to prepare.
So overall, I just want to say, you know, thank you for coming. Like, we appreciate this. You know, I'm sure we'll do this again. We'll bring Ravi out, you know.
Ravi loves
to talk, so we'll bring him out, and then we'll go from there. But looking forward to working with you. And, like, you know, any my customers want to reach out to Justin. He's a great guy. So
thank you to Vine Group. Thanks for having me.